Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Beitza has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Friedman, Leila Nishmas, Menachem Ben Yosef, and Tzina Devora Bas Yechiel.
We are now starting in Pezes Hashem the Gemara Naf Mem Omer Aleph, which begins at the beginning of the Mishnah Naf Hamates Omer Beis. The Mishnah says the following halacha, Mishahu Peresav Bira Cheres, if someone's Peres, we're in a different city, outside his Tchum, now, to explain the halacha of the Mishnah, that if someone's peiros were outside his tchum, the bnei oisa ha'ir cannot bring those peiros to him, we find two basic mahalchim. Rashi by us explains that we say that the halacha is lo yavi ulay is based on that we went before in the Mishnah that from Zainim and Aleph that peiros vakelim are kragoy abaylim. And since the tchum of the peiros vakelim are kragoy abaylim, therefore, since his peiros, which have a din of kragoy abaylim, were outside his tchum, therefore the peiros are einohem ela daod amis. Just like any yitze chutz tchum, that einoy ela daod amis. That is how Rashi explains the halacha of our Mishnah. The Meiri, an Erevin daf mem zayin, on the other hand, brings out another pshat, with which one can explain our Mishnah, that we say loy of yulay. The Meiri explains that his peiros were kainish visa. In other words, even though his peiros are outside his tchum, still his peiros are kainish visa. But what shvisa are his peiros kaina? What is the tchum of his peiros that are outside his tchum? So the Meiri says his peiros have a tchum of apayim amam imekaimam. In other words, they have 2,000 amis from wherever his peiros happen to be. They have 2,000 amis in all directions. And therefore, the Meiri says, that our Mishnah says, lo yovi loy, means to say that the b'nei oisa ir cannot bring his peiros outside the tchum of the peiros. That is how the Meiri explains the halacha of our Mishnah. Now, before we explain the basis of machlokes between that we find in Rashi by us, that the halacha of our Mishnah of Oyavi Uloi is based on that peiros vakelim are kragoy abaylim, and therefore the peiros are considered outside the tchum, which we say einuam eladal ramis, or the Meiri's pshat, that even though the peiros themselves have a tchum, still the halacha is Oyavi Uloi, meaning outside the tchum of the peiros. L'chayu we find the seeming contradiction in Rashi himself. We find in Tesis and Erevin, and that from Zayin of Abayis, that Tosis and Erevin is Madayik and Rashi, that Peiros that are outside the owner's Tchum, that are Shevis and the Tchum of a different city, have Alpayim Amo Koruach. Which is a clear, not like Rashi says by us, that based on the Loch of a Peiros Vakeilim Kragli Abaylim, we say that Peiros that are Nimtzoyin outside the person's Tchum is Einu Amal Dao Ramas. To answer the seeming contradiction, Ochira, one has to say, as we find in the Evan Ha'ezer and Erevin that Mamzayin of Abayis, that we find, as Tosis is Medayik and Rashi, that if one's peiros are nimtzayin outside his tchum, we say that they are kaina, their own shvisa, and they are kaina, and they have their own tchum, that is only according to the Manda Omer that holds the Nechse Hefker kaina and shvisa. In other words, we find the machlekes in the Gemara and Erevin daf mem hei mabeis are nichse hefka kainin shvisa or nichse hefka na kainin shvisa. Do we say that for nechasim to be kainin shvisa, the only time the chasim are kainin shvisa is only if the nechasim have a bailim? But if the nechasim are ownerless, then the nechasim are not kainin shvisa. Or do we say that even if the nechasim are ownerless, still the nechasim are kainin shvisa? Seven Ezer says that Rashi that says that peiros have their own shvisa, even if they are nimtzayin outside the tchum of the bailim, is only if one holds a nichsei hefker kainin shvisa, which means to say that nechasim could possibly have their own shvisa, just like nichsei hefker kainin shvisa. And for that reason, even though the nechasim are nimtzayin outside of the person's tchum, still, they will have apayim ama, and they will have their own tchum, just like any nichsei hefker kainin shvisa. On the other hand, Rashi by us, who is coming to explain the Tana of our Mishnah, the Tana of our Mishnah holds, as we find before in the Mishnah Daf Amud Tesem and Aleph, that Nechse Hefker are not Kaina Shvisa. And since Nechse Hefker are not Kaina Shvisa, for that reason, if one's payers are nimtzayin outside his tchum, the halach is einuam elad aramis. Because again, according to Mandamer, Nechse Hefker are not Kaina Shvisa, that means to say that Nechasim cannot have their own Shvisa, cannot have their own tchum. That we say, HaPeres VaHakelim Karagoy HaBailim, that means to say that if the Peres HaKelim are owned by a Bailim, then they get the Tchum of the Bailim. And therefore, if the Peres are Nimtzan outside his Tchum, they only have Daor Ames. Just like anything without a Tchum, Aloch is Einuam Ela Daor Ames. That is the Teretz, the seeming stira that we find in Rashi. But again, as you find in the Me'iri explains that even though the Tan of our Mishnah is Nechse Hefker and not Kainan Shvisa, still the Me'iri understands that that we say in our Mishnah, Mishahu Peroisa Be'eracheres Ve'ervu B'nei'isa Ye'ir, Royoviu Lai, is based on that one cannot bring the Peres outside the Peres Tchum. In other words, even though Nechse Hefker and not Kainan Shvisa, still we say that the Peres that are Nimtzan outside his Tchum have their own Tchum. And so too we find in the Tesirosh and Ervin that from Zayin Rebase, that even if one holds, like Rabbanon, that Cheftze Hefker Nakayne Shvisa, still the halacha is that a Chifetz that has a Bailem that is outside the Bailem's Tchum have their own Tchum. So again, we have a Machlekes Rashi and the Me'iri and Tesis Harosh. According to the Mandalmar, Nechse Hefker or Nakayne Shvisa, what is the halacha if Peres that have a Bailem are nimtzayim outside the tchum of the Bailim? Do we say that then the Peres have their own tchum? Or do we say that since the Peres are nimtzayim outside the tchum of the Bailim, the halach is einuam ela daor ames? Well, the basis of this machlokes is based on a fundamental understanding in that we say nichse hefker are not kainan shvisa. Is the pshat that we say that nechasim cannot have their own shvisa, and only a person has a kinyan shvisa? Or do we understand that really nechasim can have their own kinyan shvisa? That according to Rabbanan, nechse hefker not kinyan shvisa, is because we say that in order for one to be kinyan shvisa, one needs das for kinyan shvisa. And the reason why nechse hefker not kinyan shvisa is based on that there is no das for kinyan shvisa. That is the basis of the previous Machlokes HaRishonim. The Rashi understands that we say Nechse Hefker not Kinyan Shvisa is based on that only a person has a Kinyan Shvisa. The Chasim have no Shvisa whatsoever. And for that reason Rashi understands that according to the Mandamer Nechse Hefker not Kinyan Shvisa, that we say HaPeres VaKelim Kragoy HaBailim is only because the Peres VaKelim have the Shvisa of the Bailim. And for that reason, if the Peres Vakelim would be Nimtzan outside the Tchum of the Bailim, they would only have Daor Ames. They cannot possibly have their own Shvisa and their own Tchum. The Me'iri and the Tesirosh, on the other hand, explain that we say Nechse Hefker Nakayin and Shvisa is not because Nechasim cannot have their own Shvisa, but rather it is based on that one needs Das for Kinyan Shvisa. And therefore, as long as the Peres have a Bailim, wherever the Das HaBailim is, that the Peres became a Shvisa, that will be the Tchum of the Peres. Because again, the only thing that's missing by Nechse Hefker is only the fact that there is no Das Vekinyan Shvisa. But if the Peres would have Das Vekinyan Shvisa, then the Peres themselves became a Shvisa even outside the Tchum of the Bailim. That is Achir the Shitza of the Me'iri and the Teis Sarosh. Achir another Nafkamina. As far as this Machlokes HaRishonim is concerned, if according to Mandamer Nechse Hefker not Kinyan Shvisa, does that mean that only a person has a Kinyan Shvisa, which is a Shita Rashi, or do we say that Nechse Hefker not Kinyan Shvisa is only because to be Kinyan Shvisa one needs Das? Is that we find in the Gemara in Erevin Daf Memhei Amud Beis, that the Gemara brings the following Raya, the Nechse Hefker Kinyan Shvisa. The Gemara brings a raya from the halacha of Geshamim sheyardu me'erev Yantif. If let's say Geshamim were yared before Yantif, the halacha is Yesham apayim amal koruach. The Gemara says, Achir, from there one sees that Nechse Hefker are Kainan Shvisa. The The Gemara goes weiter. Amr le Rav Safra Abaye v'dilma v'gishamim hasmuchim le'ir askinan. In other words, what's the raya? From the halacha of Yardu Gishamim Me'arav Yontif, Yesham Apayim Amal Koruach V'nichse Afkar Koinin Shvisa, maybe we are talking about a case that Gishamim were Yared Smuchim Le'ir, close to a city. And therefore, Anshe Oysa Yerdai Tamilayu. The obvious question is, who cares that the Anshe Yer, or Dai Tamilayu, the Anshe Yer are thinking about these Mayim? L'chira, they are still Nechzei Hefker. So again, according to the Miriam Tesis Sarosh, that understands Dath and Nechzei Hefker and Nakhain and Shvisa is only because you are missing Das. Over here, they have the Das Anshe Ha'ir Alayu. One has Das. And therefore, one can explain the more very simply by saying that since you have Das, therefore, even though the Mayim, the Megishamim that were Yerid Me'er of Yontif remain Hefker, still, they are Koine Shvisa based on the fact that you have Das Bnei Ha'ir Yulayu. On the other hand, the Rashi that understands that Nechasim cannot be Koine their own Shvisa, the only Shvisa that they have is the Shvisa of the Bailam. One has to explain that the Gemara says, An She Ha'ir Daritayu Yulayu, like we find in Rabbeinu Chananel, that since the Das of the An She Ha'ir is Yulayu, therefore we look as if the Mayim is not Hefker. Therefore we look as if the Mayim actually belongs to Bnei Oysa Ha'ir. And for that reason, the Mayim has a Shvisa of the ear. That is a chira, what one has to say, B'shitas Rashi. Now let's go a little bit weiter in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mi shezimein etzlei orchim. Ho yeyichu biyodem moneis alm kinzicha lehem moneisei me'erav yontif. The Teishonim and the Ran asked the following kasha. Why over here in our Mishnah do we say that the only time the Orchim ki meilech maneseyem is only if he was actually mezakel ha maneseyem, and by shoyel, we went before in that from the Chesam and Aleph, that even if the Bailim did not actually give over the object to the shoyel from before Yontif, still the halacha is that the object has a tchum of the shoyel, even though he only actually gave it to him on Yontif. The Teishonim says the following teretz: Yishoymar de Shoyel Daite Tfei Akeli Me Orchem Amonis. In other words, the Teishonim explains that that we say that the Kelim are Kragle Ashoyel, even though the transfer of the Chefetz only took place on Yontif, is based on that the Shoyel is Daite Ole, that the Shoyel's Das was on the Chefetz. And since the Shoyel's Das was that the Chefetz should have his Tchum, therefore, even though the transfer of the actual Chefetz only took place on Yontif, still the Kelim have the Tchum of the Shoyel. On the other hand, in our Mishnah, that the Orchim is Ein Daitim Amonis, therefore the Halacha is that the only time the Monis will have the Tchum of the Orchim is only if he was actually Mezakeh L'Hamonisei Merav Yontif. In the Teishonim, one sees that there are really two ways with which one's kelim or monis could have their tchum. Either through das, that even though the actual transfer of bailus only took place on Yontif, still, since one had das from before Yontif, that itself is enough to have the tchum of whoever's das was on the chefetz. That is the first way. The second way is through an actual kinyan. Like the Halach of our Mishnah, if he was actually Mezakah Monesei Merav Yontif, even though there is no Das, but the fact itself, that he is the Bailam of those Mones, that itself is a reason that the Mones should have the Bailam's Tchum. That we find in the Teishonim, that Das is enough for Kinyan Shvisa, and even though the actual Keli is not his, still the fact that his Daite away is enough for Kinyan Shvisa, is a chira based, as we said before, in the Shitza of the Me'iri and Teiserosh, that even if one holds Nechse Hefker and not Kinyan Shvisa, what one is missing is Das. And therefore, if one has Das, even Nechse Hefker could be Kinyan Shvisa. In Teishonim we see that if one has Das, even the Nechasim of someone else could be Kinyan Shvisa according to the Das of whoever wants to be Kinyan Shvisa. On the other hand, according to Rashi, as we said before, that understands Nechse Hefker and not Kinyan Shvisa, because the only way that Nechasim could have Shvisas only if they have the Shvisa of the Bailam. Uchayah, one has to say that we went before on the Famechasim and the Aleph, that even if the actual Sheol only took place on Yontif, still the Kelim are Kragli of Sheol, is based on that as we find in Rabbeinu Yehoina's son, that even though he was only Magbiyat on Yontif, still Kani Le B'Dibur Ba'oma. Since Mayor of Yontif, he told him, I will marshal you this Chayfetz, so he's Kani Le B'Dibur. As Rabbeinu Yehoina's son goes on to say, the Sheiris Yisol Yasu Avo V'Yidabur Chazav, and therefore with Dibur itself, when is Kena, the Kinyan Sheila. And since there is an actual Kinyan Mayor of Yontif, for that reason we say that the Kelim are Karagle HaShoyo. Because again, according to Rashi, one needs an actual Bailos in order for the Kelim to have the Shvisa of the Bailim. According to Rashi, one can answer the Teishonim and the Ran's Kasha, but even Pashat. One can say that we say that Shoyo, the Kelim are Karagle HaShoyo, is only because by Shoyo there is an actual Kinyan taking place. On the other hand, when someone invites an Ereach, he's not actually makne the monas to the Ereach, like we find in the Ran and Rashba in the Dorim Lafam Adalet. The Ran and the Rashba understand that when someone invites someone else to eat by him, what the person is eating, he's eating Mishal Balabayas. And we do not say that the Ereach is Zeicha in whatever he is eating. For that reason, one can say that is the pshat in our Mishnah, that our Mishnah says, Lo yelichu beyond the manis. And only if he was actually mezakeh manis, say Meir Yontif, do we say that the manis have the tchum of the Yireach. Because without him actually being mezakeh manis, the manis belong completely to the Baal Bayis. And therefore, the only tchum the manis can possibly have is the tchum of the Baal Bayis. That is a chayra, what one can say according to the Shita of Rashi. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara brings down a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Hamafked peres eitzel chaveroi. Rav Omar karaglei mishev kiduloi. Shmuel Omar karaglei hamafked. Now to understand that the Rav says, karaglei mishev kiduloi, one has to understand, is that the Rav says karaglei mishev kiduloi, is that based on the facts that he was makabel on himself, Wishmar. And since he was makabel on himself, Wishmar, for that reason we say Kragli Mishav Kidulai, as one clearly sees according to the Havmin of the Gemara, or do we say that the Rav says Kragli Mishav Kidulai is not dependent upon the fact that he is Mechuyev Bishmira? In this Shaila, we find the tremendous Machlekes Harishainim and the Machlekes Harachrainim. In Rashi, with the Ramaskol Shichroi Karen Zavis, one sees that Rav says, Karagli Misha of Kiduletzle is based on the fact that he was Makabel all of Lishmar. And so too we find the Magen Avraham. In Simon Shins, how the Zions of Katan Tesvav explains in the Sheets of the Torah and the Mechaber, that Rav holds, Karagli Misha of Kidulay is based on the fact that he was Makabel all of Lishmar. The Magen Avraham goes on to say that we find in our Gemara, the Bayichel Karen Zavis, even according to Rav, we do not say Karagle Mishav Kidulei, but rather we say Karagle Amafkid is based on that the Bayichel Karen Zavis, he was not Mekabel of Wishmar. And since he was not Mekabel of Wishmar, for that reason, the Halacha is Karagle Amafkid. On the other hand, the Chai Adam and Hochasyantav Kal Kofhei in Nishmas Adam is medayik that from that we don't find in the Ramban, Ran, and the Mechaber any mention of the fact that he was Mekabel Olav Lishmar, one sees that they understand that the Rav holds Karagli Mishav Kidulei is not dependent on the fact that there is a Kabbalah Shmira. And Rav's Halacha of Karagli Mishav Kidulei is completely dependent on whose Rishos are the Kalim found in. And even though there is no Achrayi Shmira at all, if the Kelim are Nimtzoyim Birshos HaShemer, then the Kelim have the Tchum of the Shemer. On the other hand, if you have a Yichon Mokim, that we see as if the Mokim is Rishos of the Mafkid, therefore the Kelim are considered Birshos HaMafkid and they have the Tchum of the Mafkid. That is a Shitza of the Nishmas Adam according to Ramban, Ran, and the Mechaber. So again, we have Machlokes Harishonim and Achronim. Is the Rav's halacha dependent upon the fact that the Nifkad was Makabel on himself in Achrayis of Shmira? Or do we say that the actual fact that the Kelim are Bershus HaNifkad, that itself is enough that the Kelim should have the Tchum of the Nifkad? Here one keeping a riot, the Nishmas Adam, that Rav's halacha Kragli Mishav Kidla is not dependent upon the Chivash Mira, from that we find that the Gemara brings a riot from our Mishnah. The Gemara says, Tashma Mishazimen Etzel Yarchim Lo Yelichu Biyadam Onesel Elam Ken Zika Lehem Onesel Merav Yantif. The Gemara asks, V'yame Kragli Mishav Kidla Etzel Kizika Maradeachem Ayahavei. Chira, if one understands that the Yisoid of Rav is based on the fact that the Nifkad was makabel on himself, a Chivash Mira, and he is responsible for the Shmira Sachayfetz, Chira, just because he was Mezakam on Yisayim, is that a reason that he should be Achroi for the Shmira? Even according to Rabbanan, that hold him Hechnes, Bershos, Ba'achotzer, Chayiv, if someone gave someone else permission to bring his shor into his chotzer, the Ba'achotzer is Chayiv, that is only based on that we say that when someone says oh, that means that he is saying over interkamele, like we find in the Gemara of Avakama that from Zayin of a base. But by that he was mezakeh lehanah de acher, chira, there is no reason for us to see a kabbalah shmira. And still the Gemara understands that according to Rav, the halacha will be karagli mishav kidulei. So chira, from here one sees, like the nishmas adam, and chira, this Gemara is a tmiya on Rashi. How can Rashi explain that the yisoid of Rav Kragli Mishav Kidulei is based on Chivash Mira? Where is there Chivash Mira through that he was Mezakwe Ode Acher? So before we answer this Kash on Rashi, I would like to go back to Shitas Rashi. Again, Rashi Shita is that the Rav says Kragli Mishav Kidulei is based on that the Nifkad is achroi for the shmira sachefetz. If anything happens to the chefetz, and nifkad is chayev to pay for the loss of the chefetz. Now one can explain that the Rav says kragli mishav kidulei based on that he is achroi for the shmira sachefetz in one of two ways. Either one can explain based on that we find in the Gemara Pesach Menachem Beis that since he is responsible for this chefetz, if anything happens to this chefetz bepshiyase, he is chayev shalim. Therefore, we say that this chayfetz is a davar hagiru mamamin. In other words, the loss of the chayfetz will cause him a loss of money. Therefore, we see, as if the chayfetz itself is actually his mamin. That is how the Pnei Yeshua understands the shita of Rashi. On the other hand, we find in the Aruch HaShulchan, in Siman Shin Sadi Zayin, Sif Tezayin, that explains that the Rav is dependent upon the chayfetz shmir differently. The Aruch HaShulchan explains as follows. Kivon shachrayes hapikodon hu al hanifkad. Since the nifkad is the one who is responsible for the shmiras hachayfetz, behechrech she bekodon b'rshusay, the chayfetz has to be b'rshusay when you're tchumen. As our Shulchan goes on to say, de'eich yishmirenu, kishein lo yirshus litlo yomokam asher yelech. In other words, since he is responsible for the shmiras hachayfetz, the only way he can possibly watch the chayfetz is only if he can take the objects to wherever he goes. And for that reason we say that when the Mafkid gave his chayfetz to the Nifkad, he gave over the Rishus HaChayfetz as well. And he was oikim the chayfetz, he put the chayfetz Rishus HaNifkad, because how else can the Nifkad watch his chayfetz if the chayfetz will remain in the Tchum of the Bailim? That is a pshat of the Aruch HaShulchan. So again, the Pnei Yeshua understands the Rashi is based on that we say, Dover HaGreyom Umamun Kamam Adami, that we see the Nifkad as if he actually owns the Chayfetz because he is responsible if anything happens to the Chayfetz. The Aruch HaShulchan on the other hand explains that we say, Karagli Mishav Kidu Atzoi, is based on that the Mafkid put the Chayfetz Bershos HaNifkad to enable him to watch the Chayfetz. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, one can say that we say the Bayichel HaKarenz of this, that then the chayfetz is no longer b'shos mishav kidulei, but rather we say that the chayfetz has a tchumen of the ragli amafkid, that does not necessarily mean that b'yichel karen zavis there is no chayvah shmira. Like we said before from the Magen Avraham, and so to be found in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Siman Shin Sadi Zayin Halachiyates, but according to Aruch HaShulchan, one can say that even if b'yichel karen zavis there would be a chayvah shmira, as we find in the Machne Ephraim and Hocha Shemitz and Gimel, that in certain cases of Yichud Karen Zavis there still is a Chayv HaShmira, still the Halacha will be Kragli HaMafkid, because again the Halacha Shulchan understands that the Rav says Kragli Mishav Kidulai is based on that he was Oikim Bereshu, say the Mafkid was Oikim Bereshus HaNifkad, in order to enable the Nifkad to be Shomer the Chayfetz wherever the Nifkad happens to be. But in the case of Yichud Karen Zavis, that the Nifkad has to watch the Chayfetz where the Mokum of the Chayfetz is, and he cannot move the Chayfetz and take the Chayfetz wherever he wants. Over there, we will not say that the Mafkid was Oikim Bereshus HaNifkad, and therefore the Halacha will be Kragli HaMafkid, even though the Nifkad has a Chayv HaShmira. Now, getting back to Pnei Yeshua, that the Pnei Yeshua understands that the Rav's Kragli Mishel Kidulai is dependent upon the Chayv HaShmira is based on the Gemara Pesachim of Dover HaGreyom of Mamon Kamamon Dami, that if anything happens to the Chayfetz, the Nifkad is responsible to pay for the loss of the Chayfetz. We find the Pnei Yeshua asks the following kasha. The Pnei Yeshua asks that in the Gemara Pesachim one sees that only as far as Chometz is concerned do we say that if someone was makab on himself to be Shomer a Goyis Chometz, then we say that the Shomer is Oiver Bal Yorah Bal Yimotze based on the fact that the Chometz is Dover HaGoyim Mammon, which is considered Kamamon Dami. But as the Gemara says, B'chol HaTorah Kula, we do not say Dover HaGoyim Mammon Kamamon Dami as long as the Mammon is still Be'en. That we say that the Shomer is Oiver Bal Yorah Bal Yimotze is a special drosha as far as Chometz is concerned, that we see as if the Chometz actually belongs to the Shomer. But B'chol HaTorah Kula, we do not see the object as his object based on the fact that he's responsible for the loss of the object. That is the kasha that the Pnei Yeshua asks on his pshat. The Pnei Yeshua goes on to say that we find in the Ran, that there is a shita in the Rishonim that understand that the Rav says Kragli Mishav Kidulai does not mean Mishav Kidulai exclusively, but rather Rav Shita Kragli Mishav Kidulai means even Kragli Mishav Kidulai, but now it has a tchumen of both the Mafkid and the Nifkad. The Pnei Yeshua says that is based on that Shita understands that one cannot say that it is exclusively Kragli Mishav Kidulai, because again, this Chiddush of Dover HaGoyim Mammon Kamamon Dami was only said as far as Chometz is concerned. As far as Kol HaTorah Kula, we do not look as if the Chayfetz is his Chayfetz based on the fact that he's responsible for the loss of the Chayfetz. And for that reason, that Shita understands that Kragli Mishav Kidulai has to mean even Kragli Mishav Kidulai. The Amshar Shoima on the other end explains that the Yishemrim says that the Peiris had the Tchum of the Mafkid and the Nifkad is based on that the Yishemrim is Mesupik, is the Halacha like Rav or is the Halacha like Shmuel. But in Rav Shita himself, that the Rav says Kragli Mishav Kidulai means exclusively Kragli Mishav Kidulai. Now getting back to Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, that the Pnei Yeshua asks, how can one possibly say Kragli Mishav Kidulai based on Davar HaGoyim Mammon if one sees in the Gemara Pesachim that this Chiddush of Davar HaGoyim Mammon Kamamon Dami was only said as far as Chometz and not B'chol HaTorah Kula? L'chaira, to answer the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, one has to say as follows, that even though one sees in the Gemara Pesachim that this Chiddush HaDavar HaGoyim Mammon Kamamon Dami is only said as far as Chometz at Pesach is concerned, that is only as far as actual Bailos is concerned. In other words, if one has to see that the object actually belongs to the Shomer, then we say that we do not say Davar HaGoyim Mammon Kamamon Dami, that we see as if the actual Chayfetz belongs to the Shomer. But Tchumen are not dependent upon the actual Bailos, that we see that the Shomer is the actual Bailom and the Chayfetz. As long as we can look at the Peiros as if they're Bereshus HaShomer, that itself is enough for Tchumen. The fact that the Peiros are Bereshus HaShomer, even though the Shomer does not have actual Bailos in the Peiros, that is enough of a reason that the Peiros should have the Tchumen of the Nifkad. And for that reason, as we find in the Amshar Shoima, that Rav says Kragli Mishav Kidulai means exclusively Kragli Mishav Kidulai, based on that the Peiros are completely Bereshus HaShomer. And so too one can say, As far as that the Gemara in Pesachim says, that by Chametz we say Davar Agoyim Umamun Kamamun Dami, based on a drasha of Lo Yimotzei, in Lo Yimotzei it was Nischadesh that by Chametz, even if it's not actually his, even the Chametz are not actually the Yisrael's Chametz, still one can be Eivir Ba'yor Ba'yimotzei as long as we see the Chametz Bershus Yisrael. And therefore, as far as seeing Chametz Bershus Yisrael, Dover, Hagurim, Mammon, Kamamon, Dami is enough. And that is a special Chiddush of Chametz. That one does not need actual Bayos. The fact that it is Bershusay, that itself is enough for the Isra Ba'yor Ba'yimotzei. Now, getting back to the Kasha that we asked before, according to Rashi, that what was the Gemara's Raif, Mar Mishnah, Elam Kein Zikva, Monoisei Merav Yontif? As the Gemara asks, V'yamar Kragli Mishav Kidu Atzvi Kizikva Mar De'achar Mayhave, L'chir one can say as follows, that even though when one is Mezake to someone else, he is not Achroi, he is not responsible for the Shmira, if something happens to the Chayfetz, he won't be responsible to pay for the loss of the Chayfetz, still, as far as the Rishos HaChayfetz is concerned, we see the Chayfetz B'Rishos HaMezake. And since we see the Chayfetz B'Rishos HaMezake, that itself is enough for Rav's Halacha of Kragli Mishav Kiduloi. Because again, that the Rav is dependent upon Shmira is because based on Shmira, the fact that he is responsible for the Shmira HaChayfetz, for that reason we see the Peiris are B'Rishos HaNifkad. And therefore, so too the Gemara asks, that even when one was Mezaka or the Acher, we still see the Chayfetz B'Rishos HaNifkad. And for that reason, even though there is no Chayv HaShmira, still according to Rav, we should say, Karagle Mishav Kiduloi. That is the Chayv how one can answer Rashi. Now let's go a step further. We find the following Chiddush in the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer says that that our Gemara says, Yichle Karen Zavis, that the Halacha is Karagle HaMafked, and we do not say Rav's Halacha of Karagle Mishav Kiduloi. Some Sefer says that even if one would be Mekabel Shmira, still the Halacha is Kragoi HaMafkid. Because it's as if one is Mekabel Achrayis for the Peiris of Chaveiroi Berveis Chaveiroi, Bershus Chaveiroi. And therefore, even though he is responsible for the Shmiras HaChefetz, still by Yichloi Keren Zavis, we see the Peiris Bershus HaMafkid. And as the Chassam Sefer goes on to say, so do we find in Hochas Chametz. As far as Chametz is concerned, that we say that Hashemer is over B'Bal Yor B'Bal Yimotzei is only if he was Mekabel on himself Achrayis in his house. But if he was Mekabel on himself Achrayis for Chametz in someone else's house, he is not over B'Bal Yor B'Bal Yimotzei. Well, clearly the explanation is based on that we said before. That through Kabbalas Achrayis we see as if it is Bershos HaNifkad. But that is only if it's actually Bevesai. If the object he was Mekabel Achrayis for is actually in his house. If the object he was Mekabel Achrayis for is not actually in his house, we cannot possibly see it. Bershusai. And for that reason, as far as Tchumen is concerned, Halacha is Bershus HaMafkid. And so too, as far as Chametz is concerned, one would not be over on the Isra Bal Yor Bal Yimotzei. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The Gemara asks, Umi Isra Yor Rabbi Muktza. The Gemara answers the Kasha by saying, also like Grigris Vitzimaikim. As Rashi explains, that Midbaria Shenechnosei Suyisho Kwalka Grigris Vitzimaikim Damyon Shemakta. The Gemara goes on with two other terutzim that really Mizbariyas are not like Rigorous Tzimaikim. Now, to understand the Gemara's Tutstadim, if Mizbariyas are like Rigorous Tzimaikim or not, I'd like to go back a little bit to the Gemara before. Again, the Gemara says that Patsile Tzimara are not Mukta, because Ein Mukta Reb Shimon Ella Rigorous Tzimaikim Bovad. The Rashba brings down the following Kasha from Tesvis. Rashi explains Patsilei Tamora is referring to Tamorim She'ein Mespashvis Be'ilon. Tamorim, they'll never become ripe while they're on the Ilon. And therefore, V'goydrin Eisem and Adekel V'eisen Wehen Chaisleis. They take them off the Dekel and they put them in Kalim and they're Mespashvis in the Chaisaleis. Rashi brings down, Tesis asks, if so, Hechi Avasal Kadaitach with the Meisen of Gregorius Tzimaikim, what was the Havamina to compare Patsilei Tamora to Gregorius Tzimaikim Shedachan Biadayim? By Gregus Tzmaikim, one has a Dachim Yadayim. By Patsili Tamara, there is no Dichim Yadayim. As Tesis explains by us, they were never Roy. The Rashba goes on to say, Mikomokim, any Roy Akusha, Pusha Shirashi Zalmiza, the Hochanami Hoyusover, the Kivan Shanoisin, Isam Bechaisolis, Makta Das Mehen, Adshi Ispashu. In other words, the Gemara and the Havamina held that Patsilei Tamara also called Dachim Yadayim, because by putting them in the Kelim, he's Makta Das Mehen Achi Espashu. So again, we find in the Rashba that the Gemara has a Shakul Vataria if Patsilei Tamara or called Dichi Biyadayim or not. So again, one has to explain, what were the two Tzadim in Patsilei Tamara if we see Patsilei Tamara as a Dichi Biyadayim or not? L'chira, one can explain that the Gemara Shailas how to understand Dachim Biyadayim. Reb Shimon is Leisli Mokta. By Gregor Satsimaikim, he's Islay Mokta. Now, one has to understand that the Reb Shimon is Leisli Mokta. Is it because we say a person is not Maktadas? That we do not assume that a person is Maktadas from anything that has a potential use? Or do we say that the Reb Shimon Leisli Mokta means the Reb Shimon is Leisli Mokta Klal Klal? Reb Shimon holds there is no such thing as Aktsas Das. As long as something has a potential use, any object that has a potential use cannot be considered muktza. L'chaira, that's the basis of our Gemara Shaila. That Reb Shimon's Maida by Gregor Satsumaikim, based on the fact that he was Dachi B'Yadayim, one has to understand, what does Dachi B'Yadayim do? So again, if one understands that Reb Shimon is Leisli Mokta because we do not assume that he's Makta Das, by Dachi B'Yadayim, that he was Megala Das, that he is being Makta, therefore, for that reason, Reb Shimon by Dachi B'Yadayim is Maida the Isli Mokta. On the other hand, if one understands that Reb Shimon is Leisli Mokta is based on the fact that B'Davar Haroi, anything that has a potential use cannot possibly become Mokta, one has to explain that what Dachi B'Yadayim accomplishes is something completely different. It's not just the Gili Das that he's being Makta, because according to Reb Shimon, as long as the Davar Roy, one cannot have a Haktza. By Dachi B'Yadayim, he is showing that he does not consider this a Davar HaRoy. And therefore, the fact that it is Roy does not make any difference whatsoever. And that is the reason why Reb Shimon is Moedim by Dachi B'Yadayim. Because again, through Dachi B'Yadayim, he is showing that he does not consider this object as a Davar HaRoy. So now, getting back to our sugya, if one understands that Reb Shimon is Moedim by Gregor Satsumaikim based on Dachi B'Yadayim, because Dachi B'Yadayim is a Gilui Das, that he's being Makta for that reason, one can say that Midbarias also has a Dachi B'Yadayim. Because Midbarias also has a Gilui Das, that he's being Makta those behemoths. On the other hand, if one understands Dachi B'Yadayim based on the fact that through being Dachi B'Yadayim he is showing that they are no longer Roy, and he no longer considers them as Roy, that is only by Gregor Satsimaikim, that were originally Ru'uyin Lachila, and he took a Davar HaRoy Lachila and he put it Perish Kage, that shows that by him they are no longer considered Roy Lachila. And for that reason, even before Shnis Yafshu they are Aser, like we find in the Chazanish, in Simen Memdalitz of Katan Vav, even before the process of Yivosh starts, even though right now they are completely Chazi, still they are Muktza. Because again, by putting them Bereish Kage L'Siyavish, he is showing that he no longer considers them Roy L'Achila. And so too one can say, as far as the Shaila of the Gemara by Patsilei Tamara is concerned, is also dependent upon these two Tzadim. If one understands that Achi B'Yadayim is a Gilui Das for Akta, so again, by Patsilei Tamara he was also Megala Das, that he's being Makta these Patsilei Tamara. On the other hand, if one understands Patsilei Tamara, that he is showing that by him they are not considered Roy, that is only, again, if he took a Davar Roy and he put them Bereish Kage, but Patsilei Tamara, they were never Roy, that do not have a Dachi B'Yadayim. Now, let's go to Rashi. Rashi explains that the reason why Patsilei Tamara Mutter, not included in the Isser of Gregor Satsimaikim, Rashi says about Elu Leidacha Eisan B'Yadayim Ve'ika Da'achel Minayu Hachi. The obvious question of Rashi is, why did Rashi need both? Why did Rashi need to explain that the reason why Patsilei Tamara Nalak Eges Meikim is based on two things? First of all, Da'acha Eisan B'Yadayim Ve'ika Da'achel Minayu Hachi, why isn't one enough? But as far as which one in Rashi is the Iker Nekuda of Rashi, is the Iker Chilak between Patsili Tamara and Gregor Tzimekim. We find the seeming machlekes between the Shitza, the Rashi Yosef, and how the Mishavrua seems to understand Rashi. The Shita and Rashi Yosef explain that the Iker Chilak between Gregor Tzimekim and Patsili Tamara is if one has a Dichoy Beyadayim or not. Gregor Tzimekim, one has a Dichoy Beyadayim, on the other hand, Patsili Tamara does not have a Dichoy Beyadayim. That the Rashi ends off Ika da Ochel Minayu Hachi is because had it been completely Leichazi, had it been completely Naroi Lachila, even though it's not like Gregor Tzimekim, because again, Gregor Tzimekim has a Dichoy Beyadayim and Patsili Tamara does not have a Dichoy Beyadayim, still, Patsilei tomorrow will be Moksa just like any Eitzim Vavonim. Just like anything that's not Roy Kval is Moksa. And for that reason, Rashi needs to explain V'ika the Achim in Ayahochi, because if not for that, it's partial will be Moksa just like anything else that's not Roy. That is how the Shitza and the Rashi Yosef explain Rashi. The Mishbrua, on the other end, Simin Shin Yotzev Katan Tes, seems to understand Rashi differently. Seems to understand that the Iker difference, the main Chiluk, between Gregor Tzimekim and Patsilei Tamara is the Ika da Ochel Minayu Hachi. And the obvious question is, if so, why did Rashi need V'Docha Eisam Biyadayim? Why did Rashi need to say both Chilukim? According to what we said before, L'Chayr, one can explain Rashi as follows. The reason why Rashi needed both Chilukim is because just like the Gemara as a Shaila as far as Midbarias are concerned, if Midbarias are considered Dichay Biyadayim or not, we have the same exact shaila as far as Patsilei Tamara as well. Or Patsilei Tamara considered Dichoy Beyadayim or not. And therefore, according to the Gemara's first teretz, that Midbarias are considered Kegregos Tzimekim, in other words, Midbarias are considered Dichoy Beyadayim, because again, as we said before, one has a Gilui Das Vakza, so too, by Patsilei Tamara, one would also have a Gilui Das Vakza. And therefore, we would see Patsilei Tamara as a Dichoy Beyadayim. For that reason, Rashi needed to say V'ika da Ochel Minayu Hachi. Because if not for that, according to the Mars first Teretz, Patsilei Tamara is also a Dichoy Beyadayim. That, the Rashi says, V'docha Eisam Beyadayim is only according to the last two Tirutzim of the Gemara, that for Dichoy Beyadayim one needs to take a Dover Haroi and consider it Einoi Roi. According to the Mars last two Tirutzim, Patsilei Tamara is also not considered a Dichoy Beyadayim. That is a chayah one can explain Rashi. Now getting back to the Iker Halacha, the Reb Shimon is Maida B'Gregor B'Tzimaikim, we find major Machlekes Rishonim. What happens in the middle of Shabbos when the Gregor B'Tzimaikim become Roy? Are they still Mokza? Or do we say that when they become Roy, they are no longer Mokza? So we find in the Ran in Shabbos, Daf Memhei Amin Aleph. So to Lechayel, one sees in Tesis before in the Vav Amin Aleph Tiyam Aschel, that the Ran and Tesis understand that Gregor B'Tzimaikim, even according to Reb Shimon, are Mukta the whole entire Shabbos, even if they become Roy in the middle of Shabbos. They're still Mukta. Rashi, on the other hand, before Daf Chafav and Beis, Tira Maskel Vidoy Achsam, and so too is Mudrik and Rashi, and Shabbos, Daf Mehem on the Beis, Tira Maskel Tzili Tamara argues. And Rashi understands that like Reb Shimon, Gregor, Tzimaikim, once they become Roy, are no longer Mukta. Now, to understand the Shita of the Ran, that according to Reb Shimon Gregor, Tzimaikim, are also the whole entire Shabbos, we find that the Rosh Yosef in Shabbos, Daf Mehei Amud Aleph, explains as follows. That the reason why they are Mukta is based on that he is not Yoshev Umetzape. As we find before in the Gemara in the Flamenum based, that the Gemara says that the Reb Shimon is Mater by Moisar HaShem and Shebener, by the leftover Shem and the Ner, is only where one has a Yeshiva Mitzapah. But where there is no Yeshiva Mitzapah, there Reb Shimon agrees that it remains Mukta the whole entire Shabbos. And therefore the Rosh Yosef goes on to say that over here there is no Yeshiva Mitzapah. He's not Yeshiva Mitzapah, they should become Roy in the middle of Shabbos. And for that reason they are Mukta the whole entire Shabbos. And Ochir is so too, one sees in the Rashba and Be'a, Tavchav Zayin and Mabes. In Tesis on the Vav Mele Aleph, L'Chayra one sees a Numahalech. One sees that Gregor Tzimaikim or Asr the entire Shabbos is not based on the fact that he is not Yeshiva Mitzapah. But even if one would actually be Yeshiva Mitzapah, still they would remain Mukta the whole entire Shabbos. L'Chayra one can explain the Shita of Tesis based on that we find in Rashi 4 and the Flamenum Abbas. that Rashi explains that the whole machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, that Reb Shimon holds Moser Shemen Shemeneri is mutter, and Reb Yehuda holds Moser Shemen Shemeneri means also the whole entire Shabbos, is based on that. Do we say that he is Yeshiv Mitzapeh, that the Ner will go out? Or do we say that since it's not Roy at the beginning of Shabbos, he's not Yeshiv Mitzapeh? From Rashi Ulchil, one sees that even according to Reb Yehuda, one needs Hachana. One needs to be making this specific object for Shabbos. The whole machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda is if we have a Yeshiv Mitzapeh. And according to Reb Shimon, that one has a Yeshiv Mitzapeh, the fact that he is Yeshiv Mitzapeh and waiting to be able to use a Shemen Shemen Ner once an Ner goes out, that itself is considered a Achonah. That he is making this specific object for later. But that is only, one can only be making something for later. If the object is actually Roy now, just there's something else that's holding him back from using that object. For example, Moses Shemen Shemener. That the Shemen Shemener, even as long as an air is lit, is Roy to be used. It happens to be that it's Aser. Then, do we say that you mechen the Shemen for later, when the Ner will no longer be lit? On the other hand, by Grigorus, it's Himaikim that are completely not Roy. That one cannot go and make Hachana, like we find in the Shita before in the Afchofavim base. That the Shita says that one cannot go and be mechen these Grigorus, it's Himaikim for later, because since now they are completely not Roy, one cannot go and prepare them for later. For that reason, one can say that even according to Reb Shimon, that holds Moser Shemen Shabaner's mutter will agree that Gregorius at Tzimaykim are also the whole entire Shabbos, because even if he will be Yeshiv Mitzapeh, but he cannot passively consider them as Muchanim as long as they are Gregorius at Tzimaykim. That is a chira, how one can explain the Shita of Tosfos and the Ran. So again, we have a Machlokes, Harishonim, what happens after the Gregorius Leikim come Roy, do we say that then they are Mutter like Reb Shimon, or do we say they remain Aser the whole entire Shabbos? According to Rashi, if they become Mutter later, one has to understand what is the Chiddush of Gregorius Tzimaykim. Okay, as long as they are not Roy, as we said before, as long as something is completely not Roy, it is considered like Eitzim Vavonim. So Chir, one can answer Rashi based again, as we said before, B'Shem Lechazanish, that the Chiddush of Gregorius Tzimaykim is that even before they become a Roy, in other words, he put them on Rosh Chodesh and they did not yet start the process of being Nisyavish. Even as long as they are Roy, still Reb Shimon is Moedev HaGregorius, that's Himaikim, that they are Mokta, even though they are still Roy. That is how one can explain the Chiddush HaGregorius, that's Himaikim, according to Rashi.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.